check this out. Full story. Is it possible to love someone if they're actively rooting against you when you're watching football on the weekend or any other sport? So, you know, we'll get into this for a second. Now, I have to tell you something. This new survey asked people if they could date, you know, a rival sports team, right? And believe it or not, it was a bigger deal breaker for women than men.
Really?
Yes, yes. 22% of the women said they could not date someone who's a fan of a team that they hate.
What?
Only 15% of men had an issue with this. And there's more. 31% of the men and 21% of the women said it's more important to be fans of the same team than to have the same political beliefs. This is really screwed up. And 41% of the men and 25% of the women say it's more important to be fans of the same team than actually having the same religious beliefs.
What?
So yes, so this is like a deal breaker thing.
Is this important to you? Do you need to root for the same team with your partner? Is that a deal breaker?
312. Yes.
Go ahead.
No, 591-9696. Yes.
I would love to hear this.
Yeah.
Love to.
So, you know, if you're a Cub fan, can you be with somebody who's a Sox fan? Is that a deal breaker? If you are, obviously, you're a Bears fan, can you date and hang out with somebody who digs Green Bay?
That's so funny.
Now, you are from Seattle, so could you, as a Seahawk fan, date a 49er fan? Because they hate each other. Rivalry, right?
Yeah.
Nina doesn't sports that hard.
But it's also, like, not real life. Like, the sporting is, like, a real thing, but that's, like, not real life. So you can like whoever you want, and I can like who I want.
Well,
why
but
not?
You're going to fight over watching the teams, and, that, you know, and you just came from New York before you came to Chicago. And I know you're a huge Yankees fan.
Yeah.
So could you date and hang out with a Mets dude?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine.
Okay.
But you're right. I don't sports that hard, so that's why it wasn't super serious.
Yeah. Now, I could see why girls, or women, I should say, feel more strongly about that than men do. Because, you know, when you get a female that really loves her team or really loves her sport, she's probably more diehard than a guy is.
Well, that's
yeah,
what
a guy can
waver. A guy could waver, and a girl's like, absolutely not. I've been watching games all my life with my family, and you can't tell me nothing about the White Sox.
Because it's tradition, and you got to stick with it.
Yeah, no, I don't think I could handle the Green Bay thing.
No, I would never in my life date a Green Bay Packer fan.
Right.
Like, not at all. Like, I don't even like you already.
What if it's, like, the most perfect person, except for
doesn't
they
matter.
Just don't like Green Bay? They're,
no. Nina,
no, you have
they're
to
not
know.
Perfect.
No.
Oh, okay.
Because they like the Packers.
This is funny.
Yes.
Okay, we already have one. Melissa in Northwest Indy, so you will not.
I will absolutely not.
So who's your team? What's your
yeah,
team?
Yeah, what are your teams?
My team's the Cubs.
So you
and, you know, I'm a diehard Cubs fan.
Oh, what's that? We lost Melissa in Northwest
Indiana.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding,
no.
Melissa.
Gabe's a huge
I'm just
Sox
kidding.
Fan.
Cubs side over here. Come on. So you could not, I mean, like, what if he was your dream boat and he just happened to like the Sox?
I couldn't, and it also depends on how they behave. I actually did date a Sox fan at one point, and he was so belligerent and rude during the baseball season that it was just a complete deal breaker, because when you're both diehard, there's no middle ground,
right?
One or the other.
And then, Melissa, you're making a really good point. She did say she did date someone that was a Sox fan. But you're right. When you're a belligerent, when you're being ignorant, like treating the other team and like disrespectfully, like for myself, I make jokes about the Cubs.
Sure.
You know, but I don't hate the Cubs. I love Javi Baez. I think Chris Bryant's
great.
So if you respect the other team,
and
that's
Madden,
cool.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
That's really good.
But I still wouldn't marry nobody.
But you know, that's the interesting thing though about this whole like Cubs and Sox rivalry. Like a place like Chicago, you have two teams that are Chicago.
Yeah.
So like, wouldn't you just love Chicago?
Well, No. I learned that. I learned that 15 years ago when
Chicago
I moved here. Yes, you
got
to pick one.
Thanks, Melissa. Because I
tried to pull that BS. You know, I said, well, I just like baseball, so I can watch both. Because it's a dream. It's actually like a dream. We're very fortunate, a dream come true, to have two teams in one city.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Next, we go to Michelle in Humble Park. You're on B96.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle. So you married him?
Yeah. My husband is a Bears fan, and I'm a Packers fan.
What, Michelle? Lost you too. Michelle, come on.
Jack's just sipping his water.
Michelle, are you from Green Bay?
The oxygen mask just dropped from the ceiling.
Michelle, are you from Green Bay?
No, I'm actually here from Chicago, but I'm just a huge Packers fan. I just love everything about them.
No. I'm not gonna. You can tell me about your husband and being a Bears fan. I'm not gonna let you talk about the Packers.
But wait, is that kind of how you bonded though, Michelle? Was it over like,
I think,
my team's better than your team?
It's, We went to the like Bears access thing that was last weekend, and we had a lot of fun. Like, I went in my Packers jersey, and he went in his Bears jersey. And I feel like we bonded over it a lot, you know? Like,
yeah.
We don't have to have the common interests of, like, of a sports team in order to be together.
Right. Yeah, no, well, you don't have to hate on each
other. He's a strong man, Michelle. I will tell you that. If he's able to withstand all the torture he's probably getting by walking around with you.
Yes. Because you know what other people are saying. Like, what the hell are you doing with her?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
That's funny. Thanks for calling, Michelle.
Chris from Southside. Chris from the Southside. Yes, so you would date somebody from an opposing team.
Yeah. I'm a Sox fan, diehard all my life. But I'll date a Cubs fan, just go to a Cubs game, show all the Cubs fans what a good Sox fan looks like. You heard me?
Chris is like, and the girls in Wrigleyville are hot. that's what he's thinking.
You ain't lying to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, and part of the thing that I think could be the deal breaker, if one won't go to the other's
stadium.
Yeah, right.
That goes back to our first caller. When she was dating the Sox fan that was all like nasty about it, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You gotta have fun with it.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
Like, put little bets on it. Like, well, if my team wins tonight,
what?
You're doing the dishes.
Boring.
I'm going with it.
Boring.
There's another act.
Tickle, tickle.
It's called not reciprocating. All right. Jillian from Westmont, you're on B96. Hi.
My boyfriend is a Cubs fan, and I'm a Sox fan, and actually our first actual date was at a Sox-Cubs game.
Oh, that's cute.
Now,
Jillian, let me ask you this. Does he respect Sox Park? Does he respect the stadium?
We're going this weekend.
See, that's the thing. If a Cub fan can admit that, you know, Sox Park is just more family-friendly, cleaner, better than Wrigley Field.
Uh-huh. What?
Then you can say that. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Wrigley Field is.
Oh, you like using the washroom in a trough?
No.
No, I don't like that.
No. I thought they got rid of that.
Oh, they still exist on some levels.
Oh, okay.
Some places in there.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Thanks, Jillian.
That's funny. Thanks, Jillian.
Yeah, by the way, if you're just joining us, could you date someone who is a fan of a rival sports team? This is an amazing stat. More women say it's a deal breaker than men.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't know, I think that's like a stunning fact.
We've already heard from some women that already said it was.
Yeah. Okay, Paula and Juliet, good morning on
B96. Good morning.
Oh, this is a good one. Go ahead.
So I am a lifelong Cubs fan, family of Cubs fans. My boyfriend of 3 years is a Cardinals fan.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
No.
White Sox fan.
That's way worse than a White Sox fan.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Hate the Cardinals.
Travel and go to stadiums all the time. In the beginning of our relationship, we almost broke up because of the World Series.
Really?
We won on his birthday.
Oh, November 2nd?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It was a great day.
Oh.
So how did he handle that?
I think he was just happy for me at that point because he lives in Chicago. And, it's been so long. And I think he's just... And a bunch of his friends are Cubs fans. I think he just kind of accepted it.
Okay, good man.
Like us talking about it.
Right.
Good man, because he could have pouted.
Yeah, you gotta know. Like, we have like arch enemies, Cubs fans, and Cardinals, I would think, are on top. Milwaukee Brewers right behind.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks, Paula.
Yes.
You know, you can see women like Paula, they're just way more loyal. We can all admit women are more loyal than men.
That's true.
Not specifically, in general. So when they're saying, like, a woman's not going to date a guy or marry a guy that's supporting the other team, I could see that. Guys is like, what? What'd you say about your team? You're hot.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Who cares?
You're going to talk to me?
Who cares?
I like who you like.
Watch, look. Tom. Tom.
Yes.
Is the girl you're dating, is she hot?
Yeah.
Is she rooting for the other team?
Yeah.
What'd I tell you guys?
But see, at no point was that a deal breaker for you, right?
No, if she was a Packers fan, though, that definitely
would have been. I told you. See? Cross that line.
Yeah, that's like over the line. Yeah.
So what's your team, Tom?
I'm the Cubs. She's the Sox.
Got it.
Yeah. I think what helped is that I grew up in a Sox home. I was the only Cubs fan, so I was already, like, used to going to, what is it, Guaranteed Rate Field now, or Comiskey. I was always used to going there, so I was okay with Sox fans. But if I was in an all-Cubs home, it might be different.
Yeah.
Now, what happens during interleague play? Do you guys go and watch the Crosstown series?
Yeah, we're actually going next week. So we'll see how that
really
goes.
That's
yeah.
cute. You got to put little fun bets on it. I think
yes.
that's like,
yes.
exciting.
I told you what the bet should be.
I heard you.
We can admit, though, that the couples look very cute when they're on screen. Like on during the game when like yeah. one's a Cub fan and one's a Sox fan. Yeah. And they're like, boo.
Let's make
cute.
Out.
It still looks cute. So, Tom, make sure you guys dress up and match, okay?
All right,
buddy.
You.
Post and tag us.
Make that bet too, Tom.
So we can get all get smushy. The bet, again, be selfish.
Yes.
For one night.
Yes,
only.
No reciprocating.
So, Jax, you're a Cub fan, though, right?
Absolutely.
What about Sharon?
Yeah, she's a Cubs fan.
Okay, so you guys are okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're cool.
Well, that works then.
Yeah.
Does it say statistics like percentages?
I'm sorry?
Does it say percentages? Like how many women?
Yeah. Well, it depends. I mean, 22% of the women say they couldn't date somebody who's a okay. fan of the other team they hate. Only 15% of the men had an issue with it. So what's really funny, it's really funny to me because you would think off the top of your head.
Right.
But, well, men are going to take this much more seriously because guys are sportsing, right?
True. But to Gabe's point. You know, women are a lot more loyal and dudes are a lot easier.
Hey, yeah,
but
hey.
So if you're joining us, oh, we're out of time, aren't we?
I mean, yeah, like 20 seconds more.
Oh, 20 seconds. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the calls.
And in conclusion, women yes. are more loyal.
We heard you say that already, Nina.
I just wanted to put an exclamation
it's
point
true,
next to it.
It's true.
Yeah.